Hello, 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 and welcome to Tippy Talk, where I'm broadcasting live right now from Jerusalem. And I'm on a journey that is unimaginable in my own mind. Probably, if you would have asked me about it 30 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I would have said, nope, not going to happen. Didn't have a clue, but it did happen. And I'm here from Jerusalem. And in this broadcast, I want to share a few important facts with you about manifesting that can also help you out if you recognize the potential that you have, if you recognize the manifesting power that you have. You'll know that this new series called Now What? With Jennifer Shoemaker, which is coming up in April, is designed for you. If this information is for you, I'm also going to guide you through a relaxation exercise. So if you can't close your eyes, you can skip it. You have to shut it off, and all you have to do is put it on again in a few minutes, and then you can listen to it later. You can listen to it anytime. If you follow me right here on top, all you could do is click that follow button. You'll be able to get notification and have it archived so that you could listen to it anytime. And I know through the process, some people just stop in the middle because they think we're going to access all that information. We're not going to. It's just a process that Blog Talk Radio put out. And also, you could always unfollow, and then everything is back to the way it was. I'm going to also use a technique with this guidance that is kind of blended with a lot of the methods that I learned from a person that used to be a hypnotist, a really strong, powerful hypnotist, who is not a hypnotist anymore because he found that hypnosis is not really a way to enlightenment. I blended that with a lot of yoga techniques and mindful living, which is very similar but yet a little bit different. And then I added a touch of magic, which means the art of taking yourself into higher levels of consciousness. And that's the idea also, getting into a higher level of consciousness and getting your life on a productive and really satisfying path. I promise you that I'm going to tell you how to get more of this. If you know you belong to this tribe, if you know you belong to this group and you are the person that wants to be supported with a group, you will receive more and you will know where to get more. And what I mean is I will make you an offer on how to join us on this quest. This is a quest for freedom through support. And I'll also give you some great tips that you can start practicing right now. So enjoy it, sit back and relax. And keep in mind that the Now What Show was created to implement those actions that will help you to manifest those things that you want, those things that you can almost touch and you can smell and you can taste, and that stuff that is always a tiny little step ahead of you. That is what we're going to capture. And even if you know some of these already, I want you to know that repetition is very important because then it brings things into our long-term memory. And our minds can actually forget the things really quickly. So repetition helps us to truly learn and to truly remember. And if you could have just heard it once, known it, and gone on and everything would have been great, then you might not need the support that we're offering. But if you've heard about it and you understand that your life can be so much more and you want to be part of growth, and for some reason it's just not there, this is definitely for you. So the idea is that we can really live the life, because if you're part of this tribe and if you know you belong, you've been learning. You've been listening. You've been reading. You've been hearing all kinds of things, and you still find that you're stuck and you're wondering, now what? Well, you just found exactly what you were looking for. So if you want to know more about who I am and who Jennifer Shoemaker is, we will broadcast an introduction on April 20th, 2015. That's next month. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I'm broadcasting live from Jerusalem right now. I'm traveling through the holy city in the holy land of Israel, and I'm learning so many lessons, so many important things. And so the lesson number one and the first thing that I'm going to talk about today is the many limiting beliefs that aren't actually real. Your many limiting beliefs, or few limiting beliefs. And what are limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs are things that you truly believe about yourself and about the world stop you from going forward, but that really are not true. For example, if you think that you are just not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, that people will not listen to you, those are beliefs that are not true, because you are just as good and just as powerful as any person that has made any big change that you admire. And you can do exactly what they can do. But those limiting beliefs that you believe you cannot tell you that you cannot do it. So the beliefs that you think that are real, a lot of the time they're not. So how do you know they're not real? Because simply, when you relax your body, when you just stop worrying, your body lets you know. Because your body is brilliant, and it's a way to loosen up and to release any blockages in your subconscious mind. So what you thought was a limiting belief just kind of dissolves, disappears right away when you loosen up. And it might sound like it's really simple, but it definitely works, and it definitely is really simple. So let's take a moment to relax and to see if it works to release some limiting beliefs that you have right now. So we use relaxation by trying to stay in the moment for as long as we can. I'm going to ask you right now to pick one of those beliefs. Think about it. I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about one of those limiting beliefs, one of those beliefs that you think have stopped you from going forward and you identified as a limiting belief. And when you do, you close your eyes. Yes, close your eyes right now. Close your eyes and think of the limiting belief that you have. But if you're driving or if you're doing anything else that will endanger yourself or someone else, if your eyes are closed, then of course don't close your eyes. Of course you don't want to do it. So yes, this is the time to skip this and to come back and to go forward a few minutes, and that way you're over the part that you have to close your eyes. Or you can listen with your eyes open, and then you can come back and do it later if you like. If you can't close your eyes, if you can either sit quietly in the room or even lie down, that's fine too. Or stand up, it's fine too. A very deep breath, because deep breaths help you to fully relax, and it helps you to let go too. And sometimes it might be all that you need to get unstuck. So take a very deep breath, close your eyes, and exhale. And take another deep breath and relax your toes. Just feel your toes. You feel a little tingle in your toes, or maybe you won't feel the tingle in your toes, but just relax your toes. If you're feeling the tingle, then you know your toes are relaxing. And if you don't, your toes are relaxing anyway. And as you relax, take another deep breath, and you go up to your ankles. And you relax your ankles. And you go up through your body, through up to your knees, and you relax your knees. You can feel that relaxation traveling up on your body. It goes up your legs, up through your stomach. You relax your digestive system. You relax your backside. You relax that entire part of your body. And if your mind takes you away from this moment and you find some kind of a thought that's pulling your attention, don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. Just watch that thought. Acknowledge it. Watch it float away from your attention, maybe on a cloud, or just float away to the place where you can't see. Relax your stomach, flat and perfect stomach, and go up through your body. Relax your waist. Relax your chest. Be aware right now and just focus on relaxing your chest, being aware of your chest. take a deep breath whenever you feel that you need the next level of relaxation. Right now would be good. And watch the limiting beliefs that come into your thoughts. Watch them in a cloud. Watch them floating away, maybe. And listen, either telling you something, and maybe not. Relax your chest. And take another deep breath and relax your throat, your vocal cords, and just listen to your breath. Relax up through the crown, through your head, your face, relax your eyes, relax your nose, your ears, your throat, your forehead, and let the oxygen rejuvenate you. And just take a deep breath more deeply. When you take a deep breath and you breathe in through your stomach, and sometimes you can even do that on a regular basis instead of waiting to instead of taking the breath, a shallow breath through your chest. A lot of the worries and concerns you thought you had are proven to be fake. And that's how you know that those were limiting beliefs. Now that you fully relax, see how much you can stay at the moment. Don't think about anything. Don't worry about anything. Just relax your body. And when you feel totally relaxed, acknowledge and thank your body for relaxing. And take a deep breath and open your eyes and come back. And don't think about anything. Because everything else will take care of itself. Your mind, your ego, does not need to fight with anything. And now that you feel all relaxed and all great, you can smile. Say hello to the world. Because I'm going to give you the second important lesson about manifesting. And that is to have very strong and very powerful thoughts and have a very strong understanding of what it is that you really, really want. And think about it now. What do I really, really want? Do I want to be completely healthy? Do I want to be very wealthy and abundant? Do I want to have a lot of joy in my life? Do you want a partner? Think about what it is that you want right now and give it a lot of power, because people don't really manifest or change their lives because their thoughts are very weak. They do it when they have powerful thoughts, and those thoughts are yours, and they could be very powerful. Don't give it up. Because a lot of times our thoughts are very weak. When we don't gain enough strength or enough power to make any kind of manifesting success really, really work. So in the long run, weak thoughts don't really manifest or change. And that's exactly why changing your life can be a hit or a miss for so many people, because they don't step into the power of thinking. They don't proclaim their thoughts loudly. In your own head, you'll have to go screaming on the street. Because one of the reasons that we don't really relate to the law of attraction and it doesn't work is because our thoughts are just not strong enough. So to overcome that, you need to develop energy and you need to develop thought momentum, which is exactly what the Now What Show is here to help you accomplish. It's here to give you the power of the words. And you can learn about energizing your thoughts within the next few episodes. And if you click on the follow button, and I don't mean to be redundant, I just really want you to join us if you are one of us, because you will be notified before we broadcast again. And then lesson number three is that we all have an aura. We all have an energy that is surrounding us, transmitting and receiving all kinds of energy from all around us. And this aura is an energy field that is much more powerful than we realize. And that's why it's really important to be very careful about who we associate with, the people in our lives, because they have a massive impact on how we think and also how we behave. And they actually even impact our personality. you want to succeed more, then associate with those who are doing what you want, because their influence, if it's the opposite of what you want to do, it will rob you. It will rob you through the osmosis of energy. Because people who are successful, they know who to ignore. And this is a really important lesson to me, because I've been questioning this so much lately. I've been questioning it with someone that I've known for many, many years, and that has grown in a different way, that wants different things than me. I've been struggling with letting that person go and questioning it. But still, I know that every time I'm with them, I walk away understanding that they drain my energy, that I don't feel good about the meeting. And questioning that and wasting the time and energy of going back and forth really drains my energy. And my energy in my life is really important. So don't question it. If there's somebody that makes you weak, don't go through this agonizing months and months of should I, shouldn't I, until I finally came to a decision, yeah. I should, because when you let go of all those people who drain you, you start attracting people who fill you up with exactly what it is that you're looking for, who support you. There's so many different reasons and contemplations that I had. Oh, my God, if I let go of all the people that I know, I'll end up alone. I'll never have any friends. All that's not true. Because as soon as I let go of people who really drain you, really don't believe in me, who really don't even care about me, people that care about me, people that believe in me, showed up in my life. It was like a magical delivery of people that are amazing. And another kind of people in life is people that just complain. Just complain about everything, and they want you to sit there and listen for hours to their complaining. And it's okay. You could listen to what they have to say. You could listen to their complaint. You could listen to their completely drain you of all the positive things you accomplish, or you can choose not to. And in the end, all those questioning, the fact is, stop questioning yourself. Follow your own intuition. If there's someone that you feel that you should ignore, ignore them and move on. Move on to look for someone that is doing what you want to do. Move on to look for someone that will be happy to support what you're doing, will be happy to help you get over any kind of obstacle that comes your way. And if you are the kind of person that is willing to support other people and if you are the person that wants to be supported, you're the person we're looking for. You're the person that we want to have join this crowd. And so we move on to the next lesson, which is building your intent. What do you intend to do? Get clear on it. What you intend, if you're clear about what you intend, and if you think about it every day, and if you build on it every day, then it happens a lot easier. Because your intention is in everything that you do. It's the power of concentration. Because if you concentrate on your intention much more, you can manifest more, because then your intention actually gets stronger. And you learn to build on it, and your manifesting will go through the roof, and you learn to build on that, because your intention is really your future. So if you spend your time thinking about what this person said or what that person did and what all those little things that hold you back, then that's your future. That's your intention. But if you spend your time thinking of your intention, of the things that you were actually born to do, that you know and you thought you were going to do, your intention is your future. And that's another very important subject that we will spend an entire episode on that. And last but not least for today, there's one more thing, and that's kind of getting into the zone to improve your manifesting and to improve your success level. Because when you're in the zone, procrastination does not exist and your doubt is gone. And what do I mean when I say you're in the zone? When I say you're in the zone, I mean you're in a state of hyper-productivity. You're in a state of hyper-performance. And you're in a state of learning to get into the state more often. And that's exactly why we've created the Now What Show. The Now What Show is created to get into the zone, to to motivate you to get into the zone, and it will boost you manifestation. And as I promised to tell you how you can get into the zone with us, I prepared something so affordable and so user-friendly and so powerful, you'll not be able to walk away from it, even if you want to. We'll even open the door for you so that you'll receive personal attention. It's as if you spend thousands of dollars in a luxurious personal coach that is still only for you. So if you've never been coached, this is your opportunity to experience not only the power of the group, but the power of the personal one-on-one. And so we talked about how different mental states can affect your manifesting. And we talked about how you can shift that a little bit. And that's it for now as far as tips are concerned. I hope you enjoy the tips. And if you're interested in joining this tribe and learning more, as I promised, I'll let you know. We have 3 offers for you that you can definitely start by offer number 1, which is click the follow button right here. And then you'll be eligible to receive one of our packages for the tiny, weeny little investment of $1. That's a gift that I will send you as soon as you join this tribe. It's a gift that we want you to have just for joining, just to give you the boost that you might have not taken because of financial reasons. Because I know everybody can afford to invest $1. And the second special offer that we have is available. If you do not wish to follow, or if you're afraid to follow because of the kind of the way that the Black Talk Radio makes it, even though there's really nothing that is going to affect you. If you push the follow button and you see that it asks you for your contacts and all that, we're not going to tap into any of your information. We're just going to give you updates and invite you and join you and for you to join this broadcast and this Now What group, this Now What show. But if for some reason following is not your thing, then the other way that you can join, and that's be available for the second package, is email us the request, give us an email with some kind of a question or a comment or an idea that you might have to the efactor@gmail.com, and it's efactor@gmail.com, not the efactor, efactor, efactor@gmail.com. And send us your question and participate in our journey, and we will send you the second offer of how you can participate. And this offer may end in 3 days. And then the third offer that we're offering is for people who definitely already know right now that they want to join and are ready to make a very small investment and ready to really go all the way for it. And even if you're not ready and you want to know what it is, and the way to receive that offer is to do both. Click the follow button and do an email directly to efactor@gmail.com, and you receive the third offer, which is the most dynamic offer because you will receive so many things you won't even believe that that's a possibility. And that's it for now. We've completed the dance of life. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to taking all of us from being lost and uninspired to inspired and dancing through this entire globe. Go to wherever you want to go and enjoy whatever you want to do. Because here's a quote that I got from Donald Walsh. And he said that no matter what you're looking for, or no matter what you're looking at, you can find something wrong with it. Something imperfect, something that's not okay with you. Don't worry. If you look hard enough, you will find it. But there's also something right with everything. No matter what you're looking at, you can find something right with it, something perfect. There remains then only one question. What are you going to look at? What are you choosing to notice? What is your perspective? And I bet you already know what God's perspective is. And that's by, I think it's Neil Donald Walsh, or Donald Neil Walsh, who wrote the book Conversation with God. So it was a quote that I got from him. And he is definitely one of us. I love him. So if you want to get out of, and here's another quote that I love, and I'm going to share with you. If you want to get out of the rat race, you have to stop thinking like a rat. And if you do, if you want to stop thinking like a rat, if you want to join the dance of life, join us. We'll be really, really happy to have you in our tribe. We're really, really looking forward to that. And it looks like we've come to the end of this podcast in Jerusalem, where I'm learning how to let go of people that are really, really bringing me down. That is my lesson, and I will tell you more about that and what I have experienced since I got into the airport and walked through these amazing streets on the next broadcast. And until then, have a magical day, and let your talent